Now let's talk about the seals. More than 2,000 seals have been unearthed from various sites. They were generally small, flat, rectangular, or square in shape and are made of clay, soapstone, and fig copper. They are skillfully carved with figures of humans and animals such as the unicorn, humped bull, goat, tiger, elephant, etc. These seals were probably used by merchants and traders to stamp goods. Seals are valuable sources of information about the life and culture of the people, and they tell us a great deal about their religious beliefs, artistic skills, trade contacts, dress and ornaments. The script engraved on the seals continues to puzzle scholars and historians even today. Many important facts about Harappan life and culture will come to light if and when the script is deciphered. It has picture-like signs that probably represent words, objects, and ideas. Now let's move on to religion. Some of the objects found in the ruins help us to form an idea of the religion of the Harappans. No temples have been found. Numerous smoke-stained clay figures of a female deity have been formed. This was probably the mother goddess. A three-faced figure seated in a yogic posture and surrounded by various animals is engraved on some seals. The peepal tree was probably regarded as sacred and worshipped. The discovery of a large number of amulets suggests that people probably wore them as lucky charms to ward off evil spirits. Like the Egyptians, the Harappans also believed in life after death. How do we know that? They buried the dead together with items of food, utensils, ornaments, etc. Sometimes they cremated the dead and kept the ashes or bones in an urn along with items of daily use. Now we will move on towards the end of the chapter, okay, which tells us about the reason that led to the decline of the Harappan civilization. The Harappan civilization, which flourished for about 1,000 years, came to an abrupt end. Now, scholars have debated and have given their own theories and views explaining its collapse. So, let me talk very briefly about the various causes. Firstly, they said that natural calamities like earthquakes, floods, or epidemics may have destroyed the cities. Secondly, invasion by foreign tribes like the Aryans may have led to its destruction. Thirdly, a change in the course of river Indus may have made the land infertile. Thus we see that the Harappan civilization is India's earliest known urban civilization. The Harappan cities may be in ruins, but the reconstruction and the rediscovery of our ancient culture from these ruins instill in us a feeling of great pride in our ancient and glorious past. I hope, children, you have enjoyed listening to the story, and I would like you to refer your textbook to get things more simpler. All the best.